Ernest, what's up? Look, I want to put you onto something that's been making waves in the personal finance world. If you've been relying on Mint to manage your finances, I got some news that might startle you at first. Mint is no more. But hold on, because every cloud has its silver lining, and in this case, that lining is Monarch Money. For those of us searching for a robust, user-friendly alternative, Monarch Money is stepping up to the plate. And from personal experience, it's hitting a home run. Let's get personal for a moment. Managing finances can be a maze of confusion, stress, and time consumption. Believe me, I've been there, jumping from one finance app to another, hoping to find that one platform that simplifies everything. Then came Monarch Money. Its ease of use, powerful features, and sleek design transformed my approach to managing finances. What truly sets Monarch apart for me, though, is its collaboration feature. With money being a top Discord trigger for many couples, the ability to seamlessly manage finances with my wife has been a game changer. No extra costs, just shared goals and clarity. But Monarch isn't just about managing your current finances, it's about building your future. Saving for that dream house, your wedding, or a once-in-a-lifetime vacation becomes not just a possibility, but a reality with Monarch's intuitive tools. It's no wonder the Wall Street Journal held it as the best app for savings growth. Monarch Money represents the next evolution in personal finance apps. It's an ad-free haven where your experience is the priority, constantly refined based on real user feedback. It's everything we've been asking for: intuitive, powerful, and relentlessly focused on user satisfaction. Now, for a bit more practicality, Monarch makes transitioning from Mint a breeze, ensuring you can bring all your tags and categories with you. Its intuitive design, customization options, and commitment to privacy and an ad-free experience make it stand out in the sea of competitors. Look, after trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it's the top-rated personal finance app. And right now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/leisure. That's MONARCHMONEY.com/leisure for your extended 30-day free trial. This episode is sponsored by BetterHelp. Ernest, what's up? Look, today I want to talk to you about something that's been on my mind, a real weight on my shoulders. You know, we all have these moments, big or small, that just stick with us. When we don't talk about these things, then they can start to affect our lives in unexpected ways. That's why having a space to express these feelings is so important. I know firsthand the benefits of therapy. It's been transformative for my friends and family. Therapy can help you learn crucial skills like setting boundaries and developing coping strategies. It's not just about dealing with major events. It's also about enhancing your day-to-day life, allowing you to become the best version of yourself. So if you've been thinking about therapy, BetterHelp can be a great option for you. It's entirely online, which makes it super convenient and adaptable to your busy schedule. You start by filling out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist, and you can even switch therapists at any time if you feel the need without any additional cost. So get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/earnyourleisure today to get 10% off your first month. Remember, that's BetterHelp, HELP.com/earnyourleisure. Don't wait. Don't hesitate. Head over there now.
Let's talk about the stock. Twitter obviously is not a publicly traded company, so we don't talk about their stock, but Meta is. Mm-hmm. Meta's stock hovering around $290 a share.
Yep.
Something that nobody really saw coming. 52-week low, $88. So it had a very tough run. It was riding high, $378, I think it peaked at.
Yeah.
In 2000, in September of 2021, then had just dropped off the cliff. Went from $378 all the way down to $88.
Yeah.
But since then has rebounded to $290, almost $300. $100. So how far can we expect this to ride up? And it's a pretty miraculous comeback story. And once again, it's one of these things where the eye test, sometimes you just get a gut feeling about things. I'm not really, you know, when I said that Meta was here to stay, I didn't base off a PE ratio or, you know, candlesticks, I know the culture, and I said people are still addicted to Instagram. Mm-hmm. And I know how valuable that is, and I know how hard that is to break. And they've integrated vertically. And it just seemed like it's too big to fail.
But can I chime in real quick? If they would have held on for Metaverse for 3 more years, you think they would eventually fail?
Yeah, probably. Yeah. But they got to cut the bleeding. Got to stop the bleeding.
Yeah, yeah.
That's the sign of leadership. Knowing when to say, okay, I tried something, it didn't work.
Yep.
Let's pull the plug. So, is this stock price going to continue to go up?
Yeah, as long as they don't reinvest into Metaverse, they haven't started to monetize Threads. Normally at $1.5 billion is when like the throttling of the post. So for everyone on Threads, you better use this, like at the rate they're growing, you better use this tough for the next 30 to 90 days. Cause once they cross a billion and Adam starts posting about it on his Instagram, that's when the ad platform part is going to come in. Shout out to my buddy, Dave. He was telling me like, I think at like $1.5 billion, they'll start to monetize it and you'll see ads. I'm interested to see how they integrate the ads on the platform, but it should push up to 350. Calls for reversal, cutting of Metaverse, cutting of expenses, and on the talent and employee side, and then they start greenlighting some projects. Like Threads is a new. They've only, from what I was told on the inside, they've only been working on this for 5 months.
That's what I'm saying.
5 months.
Check the landscape.
So I know people want to clip it up like, yo, Ian was wrong about Meta. No, I said the death of Facebook was coming 2 years ago. They changed the fucking name. They died. They almost died with the Metaverse. They changed. I'm telling you, as a person who has had conversations with people inside of the building, inside of the Meta, and said these same things, and as soon as I said you guys need to copy and clone something else, I'm not taking credit for it. They were like, you're right. They got back to basics. And sometimes in business, you can have a great media property or a great business, but if your expenses are higher than what you are bringing in, it is a recipe that you cannot market. They changed the course. Stock could get to 350. They are part of the big seven that the hedge funds are promoting. So capital kind of has to flow there. And if you think about it, he is kind of like the Rupert Murdoch of social media, where he's like aggregated all of the biggest media businesses like into one. And they're supposed to have monetization coming out worldwide on WhatsApp by December. So by then it should push it up to probably 350 at that time.
Yeah. This is a story of patience. Like in
and cost cutting.
Yeah. Well, I mean, because even then it was like the thought of the Metaverse was the news. So I had like a call for Meta at 3:20, and this is like in April of 2021, but like January of 2024. Yeah. And so I'm watching, like, you know, this is one of those things you watch, you take profit when it goes up to 378 and then you leave some. And so I left some, and then we saw what happened and went down to 109. And so this climb back is like in the portfolio is one of those things. It's like, oh, this is great. This is great. This is the power of patience. So yeah, I definitely see it getting to 310, 315, 350. What are you saying that by next, like December, or like when are we thinking?
Probably by like January, December, January-ish. Like if they say the course, keep costs down, because now they are starting. Like, and also, like if you guys think the rap war is interesting, those billionaire battles behind the scenes are different. So now you're seeing a sway. Like you can go to like Guru Focus. I have no affiliation with them. I don't make any money on the back end. But you can go look and see the hedge funds are now back in favor of Meta. Like Rashad, like candles don't matter long term. What really matters, like candlesticks are technically just the fundamental prices on the screen. I said with the episode with Josh Brown, please tune into that. Here on Market Mondays, I think he's been on twice. And then when JC was on. But the fundamentals got better, so as a result, the stock price improved, and we're seeing that. As long as they keep these costs down, I do like the Oculus Pro devices, but as long as they stay away from developing the Metaverse, I'm going to be very honest, I'll talk about what I said when I was there last. You need to let somebody else develop the Metaverse and then go steal that. Go let PlayStation or Minecraft or Roblox or somebody go develop the Metaverse, or Fortnite or somebody develop it. And then you take it and then deploy it. Yeah. Oftentimes when you're trying to build a platform or a desire or a need in the marketplace, you end up falling flat on your face. They need to let somebody else build it, and then they end up developing on top of it.
When you think about it, that, I mean, he deviated from his strategy all along.
Yep.
Right. Rather than creating the platform, right? The strategy has been see what's working and make modifications to enhance it to be, make it better. When you try to do the metaverse, it didn't work. And what happened was the ridicule, right? When we thought about the metaverse, we thought about this place. Yeah. He turned his company into that place, which kind of turned off a bunch of CEOs and venture hedge funds. They're like, wait, I don't want to invest in what he's doing. We can make our own thing. It's kind of backfired him. And so that deviation kind of cost him,
that's
right?
That's what they're doing.
For the stock. Yeah.
That's what they're doing next.
Yeah.
That's what they're doing next. That's their next move. Yeah. That's the next thing.
Apple does the same thing all the time. Like I say all the time, I love Apple as a company. Samsung probably has had a better phone for the last 13 years. The ecosystem is immaculate, but what does Apple do? They'll wait to see all the features come out from every phone. They'll find a way to slowly integrate that into the iPhone and iPad. And then
we had a conversation this weekend and we talk about moats, and it's interesting. It was like sometimes the opposite spectrum of the moat is that sometimes businesses will put you on your own moat. And you're by yourself isolated to the point where you can't work, right? And so, like, when they looked at the metaverse, I feel like they made it its own moat. Like, all right, that's his thing. We don't have – there is no competitive advantage. The competitive advantage is that it's just his.
Yeah. But that's what they're doing next. That's what they're
going to do. The metaverse move?
No. But so you had mentioned, you said they should have let somebody else
create
the metaverse and then copy. The metaverse thing hasn't really worked out, so I don't think that – but – what are people doing right now? What's the hottest topic in the last 6 months?
You talking about AI?
I'm asking a question.
I'm answering. Is that what you're referring to? Is the hottest topic?
Yes.
Okay, yeah, go ahead.
Oh, I didn't even deploy that. Oh, go ahead, Shotty. Finish your point. We're on a tandem today.
So that's their next move. That's their next move. Let's see how this works out. Let's see the companies. Everybody knows the companies that's currently in the lead. Let's sit back. Let's be patient.
Yeah, I made a thread, which is weird to say, but I'm like, I wish they would have integrated AI into the rollout of the product so you can automate your threads and it creates for you. Guy hit me on DM who works at Meta. He was like, slow your roll. It'd be out in 3 or 4 months. Going to your point, like they are, the AI that they have acquired and built, they're slowly going to deploy that in about 3 or 4 months. And it's going to put a pressure, even at, like, and I'm going to say it now, with the exception of OpenAI, and for all of you who work in tech, I'm talking about like bigger valuations that get integrated into enterprise, because the biggest move for AI is going to be enterprise software to sell business products and then healthcare. After that, yeah, I think Meta will take the lead in using it for Instagram, WhatsApp. And they're going to make a hard push on a consumer and enterprise sales side and WhatsApp to be able to do business there with the use of AI as well. So that'll be interesting to look out for. But I've always said the biggest businesses on earth with the biggest market caps, with the biggest net profit, are going to buy all of the products that matter the most to extend their lifespan. So this is a hell of a turnaround for them, but a great lesson as well in business to stop giving a competitor a reason to take you down. I think if Elon would have just minded his business and not said anything to Zuckerberg, Zuckerberg may have focused on Oculus. And I do it all the time. Like, I hate that I'm wired this way. I know it's a trauma response, but when anyone says anything bad about me, I'm like, let me take all your criticism and let me make a product out of it. Come to InvestFest. We are going to have one of the greatest talks on investing and trading ever. I can't announce who I'm going to be on stage with, but Rich Paul going to be there. And Diddy. And every Terrence J.
I
can't wait to announce. I can't wait till I get the little breaking news thing, too.
The breaking news has already been made. I'm just waiting to release it. You know, we got to practice patience. But the most important thing in business is being vertically integrated. Rest in peace to Nipsey Hussle. Wearing the Crenshaw shirt. And I actually made a tweet about this, and I put it on Threads also. And it's one of these things that's kind of a riddle, but if you're able to figure it out, then maybe you too at one point in time can potentially earn your leisure, because that's something that we're all striving to do. So here's the tweet that I made about this.
Tweet or thread?
I made a thread, but I accidentally erased it by accident.
What's the verb we calling the thread? Are they just threads?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay. Vertical integration is the cheat code. Build one house with a lot of rooms and lock the doors from the inside so no one can leave. Make the rooms have everything so no one wants to leave. Figure that out and you'll be rich. And that's say exactly
that what again. Hold on. That second bar was so important.
Okay. Let me read it. Let me read.
Let's rewind this back.
Pulo. Vertical integration is the cheat code. Build one big house with a lot of rooms and lock the door from the inside so no one can leave. Make the rooms have everything so no one wants to leave.
That's the
figure that out and you'll be rich. And the company has done that the best is Apple, where they literally have created a universe inside their phone. Mm-hmm. And in the phone, they have music, they have the app store, they have all of the social media apps, they have the video, the pictures. Try to leave and get a Samsung. You can't transfer. You can't transfer your Apple Music won't transfer. Your pictures, you have issues with your pictures. You have all kinds of stuff, right? So they literally have built such an ecosystem and created a euphoria for you inside your phone that you don't have to leave. You never have to leave your phone because everything is in your phone. But if you ever do try to leave, it's going to be tremendously difficult. You're going to literally start from the beginning. And who wants to do that?
No one.
Yeah.
Meta is creating a tremendous house with a variety of different rooms. WhatsApp is still not fully appreciated by people in America, but overseas they use it tremendously.
It is the app.
It's the way to communicate.
Yeah. So that's a communication arm. Of course, you have Instagram as everything when it comes to just, you know, social engagement. Now they've created this Threads thing, which is, you know, quick real-time type of, you know, random thoughts, news feed, what Twitter is designed to be, which is a better version. So when you have all of these people who's using one of their apps, everybody's using at least one of their apps multiple times during the course of the day. So when they roll out artificial intelligence, they already have the user base. So not only do you integrate artificial intelligence into all of the apps as well, maybe they create their own artificial intelligence app, similar to a ChatGPT, but powered by Meta, right? Where now it's already a trusted brand. You can push, just like how they pushed everybody over to Threads. You just push everybody over here. They're in a tremendously good position to really take advantage of this technology because they have the most important thing, which is the customers. They already have the customers.
Mm-hmm.
They have them hooked. And the more things that they just keep rolling out, the harder it is. It's like a web. It's harder to leave the web. The more advanced the web gets. So they just keep hooking you in the web. And before you know it, you're in a cocoon.
Yeah.
Can't get out.
And even if they, like, think about that. Like sometimes you switch or you create another business or company, you worry about the retention rate that'll happen. Even at a 10% retention rate, like, think about out of 3 billion people. Think, you mean you're so far ahead.
Yeah.
It's a tough uphill battle. It's crazy what you just explained. It was crazy when I was trying to explain this to kids. You ever seen Wreck-It Ralph Breaks the Internet? You ever seen that movie?
Yep.
Literally, like, that's exactly what you just explained in the picture in word form. But they have the picture form of the video of how to explain it. That's what the internet becomes. It's this place where it's like, all right, well, you can't leave, nor do you want to leave. And when you go into a room, you're so enabled by it. You're like, wait, this is great. This is a whole new world, and there's just so many worlds inside of it. But it's interesting. I mean, it's one of these things. You can't compete when you don't know where your advantage is going to be. Mm-hmm. And I can't see it. And it's going to be tough for anybody to try to, with that user base, with even a 10% retention rate, which they'll probably have way more than that. But I'm not sure where you get that from.
We'll see. Well, mine's a situation.
And really, my last point on Elon, too, for all the entrepreneurs, this is a really good lesson to focus on what you're great at. I would not compete against a person who is better in their lane than what I'm great at. If he would have just focused on Starlink, which can be an amazing product, SpaceX and Tesla, he wouldn't have this issue. He got into a social media war with a person who stole an empire from his friends and didn't give a damn. That's a war you can't win. I'm not going to go get no rap battle with Simba. I can dust off whatever notebook I have from ninth grade. It's not going to work. You have to learn what wars you can fight and win. And the ultimate lesson we have to learn here, arrogance usually leads to